Facebook Live podcast audio going. Phoenix Kaliter kind of honchoing this one.
Hi.
While we get down to the stuff and or things. What's been going on?
So first of all, I am back home. I know a bunch of people were watching my medical saga unfold over Twitter. I am back home. It was one of the routine inflammation flare-ups, because apparently that's just a thing in my life. The lining around my internal organs flares up and it hurts really bad and I can't breathe and it hurts every time my heart beats. It's a whole thing. But I have my anti-inflammatories. I'm back home from the hospital. I am still here. I have yet another day to piss off white people, so I'm going to take advantage of that. Also, today was a very active day behind the scenes on Twitter. I think that's one of the fun things about social media, right? Is like, you can be in like all these like little secret spaces and talking to people and working shit out. And it looks like you didn't really do anything, but you actually got a lot accomplished behind the scenes. So, we still working with the homies over Actify Press. We're talking about wine cellar writing a couple books with them, maybe. We'll see how that goes. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm pretty excited. We haven't officially narrowed down to a topic 100%, but you know, it's the wine cellar, so you can imagine it's going to be our typical pro-black, SJW, anti-capitalism, pro-sex worker, you know, all that stuff that we do, kind of rhetoric. So maybe y'all can buy a book, a wine cellar book. It's exciting. And then I think we might be coming up on Katie Helper's show. We might be guests there. So that is really exciting. Katie Helper is a fellow podcaster. Y'all should check her shit out. She's pretty active on Twitter, too. She tweets a lot. She also gets a lot of trolls on Twitter. And then, of course, as always, we just want to put out there, we support Antifa. We support Redneck Revolt and people who are actually putting in the work. So, support your local Antifa members, support your local Redneck Revolt members, and don't forget it was Antifa who stopped Richard Spencer from going on that ridiculous-ass college book tour, okay? And then also, I gotta talk to some of the homies from Redneck Revolt because they might be able to get a spot on Katie Helper's show for an episode, so I have some folks to talk to. We'll see what happens with that. Wine Cellar Books. Guest hosting on or guest appearances on other people's podcasts. It's exciting. All these things are happening in the wine cellar. Did I miss anything? Oh, I'm going to put up more kitten videos later. I did not forget. The kittens are 2 weeks old now. Y'all go and get the kitten pictures and videos. Miss anything? Oh, I'm going to put up more kitten videos later. I did not forget. The kittens are 2 weeks old now. Y'all go and get the kitten pictures and videos. Also, I think you made a post about it. Patriarchy has redefined our
role. Fucking Christ. we just filed jointly for the first time, and apparently I am taxpayer and she is spouse.
Fuck names, right? Taxpayer and spouse. It has a ring to it.
Taxpayer and like, she's written into the tax code as a second-class citizen. Being born a woman is a pre-existing condition. I get like we're talking cis women. You know what I'm talking. Niggas know. But yeah, nigga, that's that shit right there. That was my first time. I was like, fuck, you're a second class. Like, it's all you're telling you right now. You're second fucking class. You're just, you're not even citizen.
Yeah, just second class. Which, although, I mean, it makes sense, though. Taxpayer and spouse in a country that's founded on capitalism and Christianity. I see how it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying, no, your job is pumping out them youngins. That's supposed to be your job.
Why we give you tax breaks for them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking Christ. All right, let's just get down to the funky stuff.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of heroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same the same. Boom, right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Great. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, winecellarmedia.com, the Black Podcast with Phoenix and William. Follow Phoenix, the original uppity negress. The original uppity negress. Follow her on the Facebooks, Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaliter. Follow her on the Twitter, uppity negress. Two P's, two T's, two S's. And over there, there is Ricky Loco from the Americans United Again program. There is Rashani Loco from the
Single Simulcast
program. And there is Jay May from the Right Behind You program. I made that up. We are fucking live on the Facebooks, live on the Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
347-857-3937. Stuff and things and stuff. Donald Trump has a dating website. I didn't even know that. Like there's a story, and like part of the story is this nigga had a dating website. Fine. After the fourth Austin explosion that we know of, now it's time for police morning. The cops are on top of this. I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Well, you know, I think we all know why that happened. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you die in hazing. Sometimes you die in hazing and Bible study.
Wow.
What?
Joke's on me. I didn't even read the whole title when I put that in there. I only saw like the first line and I was like, oh, hazing. Oh, there's more words there.
Well, the scripture may just surprise you.
Or will it?
Mississippi. It's Mississippi. Don't worry. Mind your business.
You don't have to say anything else. Just it happened in Mississippi.
It happened in Mississippi. And for now, I have the episode titled for it. We'll see what happens. Old story coming back. AT&T and the government are in court because who are they merging with?
I believe Time Warner.
Time Warner.
Yes.
Warner. Charges dropped against 17 suspect arrested by ex-cops seen in beating Vidya.
Yeah, that's actually the update of the update of the original story.
The update of the update of the original story?
Yes.
New York Police Department commissioner is troubled. He's troubled.
Yes.
By the news of a cop arrested because he was running.
She.
She?
She.
She's a bad motherfucker. Running an international ring of sorts.
Of sorts.
Maybe it was one of what? It could have been one of those fucking rings in Sonic the Hedgehog. Those fucking emerald rings. Those were really nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what she was doing.
She was running rings around you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
A thug-ass cop looks like a thug-ass cop. When we're on the Facebook Live, we'll get that motherfucker's image up when we get to it. And this is the one. Big Hill Dog.
Yeah.
Big Hill Dog. All right, fucking, all right, Miss Hillary at it again.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. Let's get to old Hill Dog. What's she talking about? I don't really talk about Miss Hillary a great deal no more.
Yeah.
I don't. I just say I ain't got much to say that I ain't already done gone and said.
Oh yeah, you gotta wait until she gives you more ammo.
Yeah.
Which she does.
Yeah, and I mean, she's just like this sort of, I don't know, like senior Becky belligerent.
She is upset. Highly bothered and highly upset.
As you know, President
I don't think
Donald
that's
Trump
the right video.
Came to your
I think
district.
It's at the bottom.
Oh, they fucking do that shit.
Yeah.
The CNN Politics website.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. It's a fucking, it's a Twitter video embedded in the CNN.
But people, they tweeted it
if
from...
If you look at...
They tweeted it from RNC Research. Wait a second. Is that...
Uh-huh.
Republicans researching things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
What? They research things, just not things that are based in science or fact or compassion for the poor.
All right, let's check out Big Hill Dog. What you got?
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you...
No one, I'm telling you, like, the first rule of Electoral College Club is you don't talk about Electoral College Club.
Hmm.
Like, nigga, quit talking about the popular vote and talk about the Electoral College versus the popular vote.
I don't know why they won't do it. I think Dems would almost always win if it was just popular vote.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's weird to me that they don't talk about the Electoral College.
Yeah, because they fucking, they don't care. They don't have an incentive, because they're still getting their checks.
That's true.
They're still getting their checks.
I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent 2/3 of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that are optimistic.
Wait, is she saying I won the money?
Yes.
Gross, like, so, like, places where people are basically generating more in businesses bigger.
Yeah.
What's going on? Gross mm-hmm. domestic product. You know that stuff better
yes.
than me.
Yeah, basically what she's saying is that I want in places where people have more jobs and there's more building opportunities.
Oh, if you have money, your life matters more.
Well, if you have money, your life matters more, but also in places that already are... set up to have businesses, if you were maybe speaking in, I don't know, say India to a room full of people who have an interest in business and wanted to convince them of something, you might tell them you were popular in places where pre-existing businesses are, that are already ready and ripe for, you know, neoliberalism.
All right, let's get down to the funky stuff.
Product. So I won the places that... are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
I mean, how forward are they moving when rent is high as fuck and people who make, you know, what one might consider to be good money are crammed into little apartments?
Well, but see, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. They're making enough that they can not quite die and show up to work the next day and work some more.
I mean, they're moving forward. I mean, have any of you ever heard this program and the police stories we cover? A couple of those recently came out of New York. Exactly how forward are these motherfuckers moving? The coast aren't that damn special. Shit, the best rappers from the Midwest. That's not an opinion. All right? Tech N9ne is the best rapper. Put him against your favorite one, full body of work, bar for bar. But fucking... Yeah, no, the coasts aren't that... I used to live on them twice, okay? You realize that Florida is a peninsula, but it's along the East Coast, buddy. And it's Florida. There's a reason why meanwhile in Florida is its own special phrase that lets you know some shit is going to be said. All right, matter of fact, hold on. Let me look at a map of the old U.S. I don't look at maps of the U.S. too
yeah.
damn often. USA map.
Yeah.
Because dat gum it, if the dat gum ain't a dat gum, can I blow this image up?
Probably. What are you looking for?
I want to really take a look at this whole coast, particularly this east
Well, I mean, it's what, like the 13 original colonies? That shit.
Invaders.
Invaders.
Hold on now. What is that I see there?
What you see where? North Carolina?
North Carolina, South Carolina are up against the water. That's coast.
So is Virginia.
Virginia's up against the water. That's coast. So North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia.
Georgia.
Georgia is coast.
But you know damn well when they say East Coast, they mean fucking New England. They feel like Massachusetts and New York and fucking Connecticut and shit. But not Maine. Maine is also on the coast. Remember their fucking governor? Was it LePage? Smoothie and shifty are coming up here to get white girls pregnant and sell drugs. That sounds like a very forward-moving state.
I think he liked that they're fucking getting pregnant. Aren't you pro-life?
Whoa.
What?
Does it count as a full life if it's half black?
That just means it has a diversity of value.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see? It kind of doesn't matter. That just means the cops shoot them less. You know, 4 bullets. That's all you need.
Only 4?
Yeah, just 4. You don't pump, you don't Sean Bell them.
Because they can't hulk up as much or what?
Not really. No, because, I mean, that other side, it's not hulking. It's a Viking. And then, like, Washington State, Oregon, and California are on the coast. But, nigga, all of Washington is not Seattle.
Right.
All of California is not San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is the thing, even when she says the Midwest, like, I won Illinois. Like, you won Illinois because Chicago exists.
Yeah.
You won Minnesota because Minneapolis-St. Paul exists, nigga.
And you know where the fuck I live? I live in dead red. And yeah. I tell you, if the Republicans, like, if a new crop of generation of Republicans in the next 30 years smartens up and realizes to just let go of the Southern strategy, you have a block of voters that vote for you by default, drop the Southern strategy, and they're going to snag 50% of the black vote. Because mm-hmm. a lot of black people are conservative as fuck.
But I don't think they'll let it go. I think it's too ingrained in their party policy. They have to be racist.
See, policy... It's still being the policy, but if they take it out of the... If they wisen up, I have my doubts.
I have my doubts.
But if they wisen up and just drop the Southern strategy, oh, they'll snag so much black vote.
Because they
run on that homophobia, run on that transphobia. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, they have the whole Dr. Francis Cress Welsing crowd.
Yeah.
The whole Tariq Nasheed crowd.
Yeah.
A gang of Hoteps. Yeah. All them niggas are ready to vote Republican. Like the niggas that follow Gusty Renegade, mm-hmm. a lot of them niggas, they are so ready to vote Republican because they are not progressive at all. Remember, niggas, for the most part, settle for Democrats.
Yeah.
Don't actually like them.
Yeah.
All right. Damn, Big Hill Dog wasn't done.
No, she's not done.
Shit.
But wait, there's more.
America Great Again was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs.
She means, when she says black, she's talking about super predators.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeed.
You know, she's talking about women getting jobs. Remember, she was on the board of Walmart and she didn't do shit about the wages.
Did she get the minimum wage in Haiti decreased?
No, she just, neutralized a what?
Yeah, you try to spin it however the fuck you want. She got minimum wage decreased.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Stop hating the Big Hill Dog.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm a Bernie bro, so.
You're a blondophobe. That's
I am a blondophobe.
See?
Yes.
Alright, that's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see what Martina Big has been doing.
All right, oh, ew.
Americans succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it.
Solve what? Nigga, you're a private citizen. What the fuck are you going to solve?
But yeah, so this is fun now because my favorite thing is that the Democrats who are running in red states are freaking out because they're like, she made us look bad and look make it look like we don't care about white voters. So now they're all scared they're going to lose. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking just go away. Like, check the polls. I'm not a big poll checker, but like fucking that nigga Bernie Sanders, the popular guy. I mean, yeah. You saw the video clip of when he was at that fucking high school talking. Like, one of the kids screamed, "I touched Bernie," which is, it's not something that would excite me, but apparently the kids... he's very old. Like, I mean, I've hugged old people before. They're very soft. Like,
they're very soft.
Maybe it is enjoyable.
It's like a marshmallow.
Yeah, they're screaming like he's fucking Michael Jackson out that motherfucker, man. Like,
that's fun.
Let that nigga get up there and talk shit.
Let anybody who's actually a fucking progressive get up there and talk shit, because they'll win. Niggas love populism. People love populism.
And then if you mix it in, people love populism, and y'all niggas like identity politics. You have Nina Turner.
That's different.
Isn't she going to run for what? California State Senate?
I believe California Senate, yes.
Okay, yeah, so Nina Turner's going to do that. Because I think she was a senator out of Ohio, but she doesn't live there anymore. She's closer to Jimmy Dore now.
Oh.
Doo-be-doo-doo. All right, I need to see what the fuck this is.
Jimmy Dore is problematic. You can't talk about Jimmy Dore.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Jimmy Dore's
You can't talk
shit.
About him. He's problematic.
I don't care.
Problematic! Problematic!
Problematic.
For those who have been keeping up on the drama, that was for y'all.
That is such a fucking abused word that means nothing now. Alright. So now we're going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A grand jury indicted four people Thursday in the death of a Louisiana State University student whose blood alcohol content was more than six times the legal limit for driving after fraternity members allegedly subjected him to a hazing ritual. The state grand jury issued the indictments 6 months after the 18-year-old Maxwell Groovy. He died at the hospital after a night of drinking at the Phi Delta Theta house on LSU's campus. The fraternity members found the fresh man from Roswell, Georgia, lying on a couch and couldn't tell if he was breathing. The best kind of friends. The state grand jury issued the indictments 6 months after the 18-year-old Maxwell Groover died at the hospital. Oh, wait. The jury indicted Matthew Alexander Naquin, a 20-year-old individual of Bern, Texas, on a felony negligent homicide charge, which is punishable by up to 5 years in prison, which for white men, he should get 6 years probation. Three others were, because these are just the indictments, these are not the sentences.
Right.
Three others were indicted on a misdemeanor charge of hazing. Sean Paul Gott, 20-year-old individual of Lafayette, Louisiana. Ryan Isto, a 19-year-old individual of Baton Rouge. And Patrick Forday, a 21-year-old individual of Westwood, Massachusetts. The misdemeanor charge is punishable by a maximum of up to 30 days in jail. So for white men and or boys, if you will, they should get Kanye West concert tickets and a free month of Xbox Live. Should be their punishment.
Probably.
What, you know what? They're probably dorks, so the Kanye West tickets are actually not punishment for them. The police fellers originally arrested 10 motherfucking people in October, but the prosecutors presented the grand jury with evidence of possible charges against 9 of them. That's nueve. Ultimately, the grand jury indicted only 4. That's quattro. Groover, the dead kid, his father, Mr. Steven, praised the work done by the investigators. Quote, "We really appreciate everything they done." End quote. East Baton Rouge Parish District Attorney Hiller Moore said Louisiana's hazing statute doesn't sufficiently address the harm done in this case. He said that Maxwell Groover's family is trying to rally support for changing the law to toughen the penalties. Quote, our hazing statute is inadequate to cover the death of their son. End quote. Oh, wait, they continue. It's not an appropriate penalty. End quote. Mr. Naquin's attorney, John McLinden, said, we will be ready to go to trial, and we will show Matthew Naquin did not commit negligent homicide, end quote. Witnesses said that Mr. Naquin singled out Maxwell Groover during a hazing ritual involving 18 to 20 pledges and forced them to drink more than other pledges on the night before his death. According to the police report, Naquin targeted Maxwell Groover because he was frequently late for events and forced him to drink because he was having trouble reciting the Greek alphabet during a Bible study. Wait, nigga.
Wow.
Is them Greek niggas Christian?
I think they mean that's just what they call it because that's their Bible, is their frat shit.
Oh my fucking Jesus balls. All right. During Bible study, a ritual testing their fraternity knowledge, witnesses told police. One pledge said that Mr. Maxwell Groover was made to take at least 10 to 12 pulls of 190 proof diesel.
Jesus Christ!
While other pledges had to drink less of the hard liquor, according to the police report. A second fraternity member said he told Mr. Naquin that another member to cut it out because it was getting out of hand.
Oh, well, clearly that went over well.
And they got out of life. And and a third member said he warned Mr. Naquin that the other member to slow it down several times to no avail. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Several fraternity members said they had checked on Mr. Groover throughout the night before they found him on the couch at the fraternity house around 9 in the a.m. on September 14th. Yeah.
Yeesh.
And what is, it says his blood alcohol content at the time of his death was 0.495%.
Holy shit.
And Clark said the legal blood is 0.08. Okay. I want to see someone hit the other side of that fucking decimal.
I don't think you can. You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Nigga, Florida exists.
This guy,
yes, you
no,
can.
This guy died at the 0.4. He died from alcohol intoxication. Oh, an aspiration. Oh, that's disgusting.
What's that?
Aspiration is when you, like, can't breathe right and you end up like swallowing your vomit, but it goes in your lungs.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay. Nigga, white people know how to party, nigga. Ooh. I'm telling you, nigga, they can get on the other side of that decimal.
I don't think they can.
I guarantee goddamn to you.
I don't know why anybody would ever join a fraternity. This shit be happening all the time.
This shit is not, and I keep, you hear about these, you make connections for life. I mean, I thought y'all motherfuckers was individual-fied. You know what? If you don't call yourself a libertarian, then I can't direct that at you.
But here's the thing, though, is how the fuck you gonna make connections if you dead, nigga?
You know what?
You have to live through this shit first.
I have a connection. It's called my job. And I go there and they give me money. I didn't have to join a fraternity. I didn't have to get hazed. Hell, they do the opposite of hazing. They train you and take it easy on you for the first few months.
it's weird.
It's a very strange thing.
It's odd.
And you want, hell, you want to talk about connections for life? I have life insurance through them.
Yeah.
It's just bugged out. Fuck these fraternities and black people. Stop that shit. Nigga, you're not Greek.
It's weird.
Like, goddamn. Like, and some of y'all niggas, like, earned your way out of the hood, and now you want to get put on a fake set in the college thing? You should have just gangbanged on the block if you're going to do all that old bullshit. At least that's only getting beat up for 30 seconds. These niggas want to pledge for who knows how the fuck long.
Yeah.
Pledge. Go fuck yourself. I mean, the whole reason you're in college is so that you can fucking acquire more money when you get out and demand a higher salary anyway. So what do you need these fuckers for?
Speaking of which, I saw an advertisement for an assistant librarian, and you had to have your master's degree in library science. Guess how much was the starting pay?
$55,000.
$12 an hour.
So if you work overtime, you actually probably will. No, because that's based on two incomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll get like $31,000 a year.
It was part-time.
Oh, part-time. Ooh. Oh, you're not going to do well.
Imagine having a master's degree, and they require a master's degree, but the opening wage is $12 an hour.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, nigga, McDonald's is $9.50.
Yeah, and that's that's when you enter in, because then with McDonald's, and you move up to manager, you move up to general manager, and McDonald's is big. There's actually a lot of fucking jobs there. Like, there's like city manager, district manager, all that shit. Yeah, man.
It'd be like Boston Market with a catering manager.
That keeps coming by your
that
office.
Keeps coming by my office. Y'all, so, okay, I've been at this office a few years, and never once ever has anyone showed up. And all of a sudden, these bosses, I guess a new person got this job at Boston Market, and they're like, hey, we cater. We're bringing you cornbread. You want some cornbread? This nigga just walking up, bringing us food, trying to get us to use their catering service. It's fun.
And,
comments.
Yeah, right. In the archived chat space on the Facebook Live, winecellarmedia.com, there is Theo Jax said, what up, my patriots? I am a patriot, Mr. Theo. I am by far the most patriotic motherfucker you've ever seen in your life. Listen here, I like Snoop Dogg records. Jan Loco said problematic.
Yes.
Theo Loco, community service, talking about what they'll get. Boys will be boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think I made a short post about that some time ago. Like, nah, boys will not be boys. Boys will be what you raise them to be and what you allow them to be.
Hmm.
Jay May just hits
by which you mean boys.
Yep. Or decent humans. Boys will be decent humans if you raise them to be as such. Said this country is on some wow. Mm. Double bootstraps.
Double bootstraps. Nice.
Yeah, that's. I think I could use some double bootstraps. Hell, I got, what, two sets of index and thumb? Like, strap me up, motherfucker. Hell. Alright, let me see what the hell's going on here. Alright, let's go to the one where what I titled the episode for. So I know you gotta run out and do stuff and things.
Yeah.
I mean, considering that. In all irony, she's gonna do the laundry. Like, we are inadvertently... We are reluctantly patriarchal in here. Just because of how ableism affects her. Because with Phoenix Kalita's, like, education and background, she could go make more. But with her disability, she can't. So I go and just hustle it up, and that comes with funny shit like that, where we're just like, she's going to do the laundry.
Go do the laundry.
Woo!
Cooking chicken this morning.
Ah, man.
You can use it in your lunch.
I hate saying it out loud. Fucking hate saying that shit out loud.
Man. It is what it is.
All right. We told you we were going to go to Mississippi. I tell you what. Let me make sure there ain't no video audio. All right. Mm-hmm. There is not B. All right, make sure that's good for my glaucoma. Oh, no, there is. Oh, wait. Ah, fucking damn it.
I hate those pop-up ads.
Yeah. Go pop yourself.
Indeed.
A 13-year-old girl in Mississippi.
Uh-oh. A 13-year-old girl. Oh, damn, there's no volume control. And that's really
low. Oh, it's
low.
Right there, no?
Oh, that's as loud as it goes.
That is not loud at all.
All right, let's see what it gives.
What in the hell?
All right. Let's give it a go.
Bibby is dead after being shot in the back of the head Saturday by her 9-year-old.
Nope, that's way too low.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's giving us nothing. Okay. So let's check the shit. So police say a 13-year-old girl in Mississippi is dead after being shot in the back of the fucking head Saturday by her 9-year-old brother after she refused to give up her video game controller. Yet.
There's a lot right? going on there.
Yeah, like the first thing is a video game actually caused violence.
Yes.
And now that I'm reading it, yo, fuck the punchlines. Like, this is very akin. I get to use the word akin.
Hmm.
This is very akin to the one with the 8-year-old boy shot and murdered the 5-year-old girl because she wouldn't let him play with her puppy.
I remember that.
Yeah. Like, he went inside, grabbed daddy's gun,
mm-hmm.
and showed her what the patriarchy is all about. And, I mean, he's a white boy, so he's running around chilling right now. What,
probably.
Shit, yeah, like, oof. All right, so a 13-year-old girl has died after authorities said she was shot in the head by her 9-year-old brother. The Monroe County Sheriff, Cecil Cantrell said the girl would not give up her video game controller when her brother wanted it. Cantrell said she was shot in the back of the head and that the bullet went through her fucking brain.
Oh my God.
The girl was rushed to Les Bonheurs Children's Hospital in Memphis, and Cantrell said late Sunday that she died of her injuries. The WLOV TV and other media reported. Authorities don't know yet how the child had access to the weapon. Really? You don't? You don't know how the child had... Well, first off, it was low enough that fuckface could reach it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, it wasn't locked away. Mm-hmm. I'm figuring, I'm not even in, nigga. I'm all the way in Illinois figuring shit out with my eyes closed, nigga. You can look me on a Facebook Live, nigga. My eyes are closed, and somehow,
mm-hmm.
I'm figuring this shit the frack out. What else? Oh, his parents kept a gun in the house and let him know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep in mind, he knew where the fuck it was. He could reach it. It wasn't locked, and he knew where it was. That's how he got it.
And it was probably loaded.
Probably. All right, let's go with probably.
I mean, there's a slight chance he knows how to load a gun, but... But, yeah, it was probably loaded, not locked up. Responsible gun owners, hey. And also, I noticed in the story, they didn't say anything about, like, it being an illegal gun. So that means somebody legally had it. So this is your responsible gun owners? Okay.
There's one of them. I think there is a Facebook page called Responsible Gun Owner of the Day. You ever take a little glance?
No, I've not seen that one.
I think one time they actually shared, like, one of our segments because we covered that shit. Yeah.
I think to date, my favorite responsible gun owner is the one who, like, went on a tangent about responsible gun owners and then left her gun in her purse, and her toddler, who was like 2 or 3, pulled it out, like, in the parking lot of the grocery store and shot her.
Who?
Why would you just put a gun in your purse?
Nah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I think my favorite one, just because of my internalized misandry, I got a little bit of it in my system.
A little bit.
And the feller... took his girlfriend's pink gun,
yes,
and tried to put it in the waist of his pants and shot himself in the business.
That was fun. You had all the punchlines for that one too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, nigga.
You mean that I would say something about him like barbecuing hot dogs or something on that day?
You said something like a pink patriotic. Something, liberty, something, freedom, I don't know. Like, yeah.
Those old episodes, man. It's so sad that they were on that Blog Talk Radio quality because Facebook Live didn't exist yet.
Yes. There's comments.
Yes.
Comments.
Ooh, where? Double bootstraps. She shall find her calling, disabilities, and all. Oh, it's talking about you.
Yes.
Jay May in the chat space said, in all caps... Educate your children about gun safety, folks. There's not a chance they'll be unstable and murdering a sibling. You know, I mean, think about gun safety and kids being able to access guns, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like we used to turn on the black lights. Like, I go to Fice's house. He was a white kid I knew when I was living in Washington State growing up. I actually knew this kid since 1988. Like, we were in the same kindergarten class.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, we're 12 years old. And he knew where his dad's gun was. And he would just go get the gun and, like, take pictures with it under the black lights to look cool. Like, putting it up to his head and shit and taking pictures. Yeah.
That's insanity. I can't even... I got nothing. Like, yeah. that's just fucking wild to me. And then, like, I think people are like, oh, they're kids. They don't necessarily understand. And it's like, kids know what the fuck it is to be dead. Like, somewhat grandma has died. Your dog has died. Your goldfish has died. Somebody, something, someone has died. They understand, at least to a certain extent, what the fuck death is. Like, you can't be, like, this kid 9 years old. Well, he didn't know what he was doing. Okay.
Stop insulting the intelligence of children.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. Like fucking, like when I was a kid, I was 7 and I had a science kit that had actual cyanide in it for some reason. and is mad because my biological sister used to fuck with me a lot. Like, and that's the way that she worked through her trauma, was she fucked with me heavily. Like, she would do shit like, our mother would leave and she would, like, lock me in the closet and put the fucking kitchen table up against it, and I'd just be in the closet for, like, 2 hours till our mother got back from her errands. You know, shit, like, she fucked with me heavily. She hit me with a hammer, a claw hammer with the claw side. Like, my sister used to fuck with me horrifically. But I never put the cyanide in her cereal because at 7 years old, I knew what the fuck dead was.
Right.
All right? And I was like, her fucking with me and fucking me up and making me bleed and all that shit, I'm not going to kill her for that at 7 years old.
And then, like, you know, I think the other thing, too, is it's also insulting to their intelligence because there's so much media around. On the fucking news, what? Like, when there's a school shooter, they don't understand what dead is, you know? Like, fucking 16 kids got shot. 5 of them are dead. They don't understand what the fuck that means. They don't know. Fucking car, train derailed. 22 people died. They don't know what the fuck that means.
No, they're playing a video game. If he plays video games, he probably knows what happens when a character dies.
Oh, well, but you know, it's different in a video game because then it comes back to life later. Like, what the fuck? It respawns. Which is like, kids fucking know that's not how real life works. They fucking know that.
Yeah, like I played F-Zero. I knew damn well there ain't no fucking cars actually doing that shit. All right.
Excuses.
Dadgummit. Little fellas out there having a good time. Okay, I gotta, now this is the one that I put in there. Yet again, I'm going to rawstory.com. Typically don't go to rawstory.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now we're gonna cover some Donald Trump news.
Junior.
Oh, Donald Trump, June.
Yo, my God, he's ugly.
Yeah, to have a father, like, doesn't he has, like, again, I don't like saying this word, it's an ugly word, I only say it every few months on the podcast. He has a dick face. He does. Yeah, see, that's why you laugh at me, so let me bring it up on the screen for the Facebook Live. He has a fucking dick face. You look at him. Look at that shit. He has a, not penis, not pecker, not a Johnson. He has a dick face. It's that sort of redneck face. And to be a New Yorker, he has a redneck face.
Isn't that the one who goes out hunting? Aren't there, like, pictures of him with, like, dead trophy animals and shit?
Hunting. Yeah, they call it hunting. Yeah,
I think this is the one that runs the vineyard that hires immigrants.
He's just colonizing their bodies with bullets, okay? Yeah, fucking dick face motherfucker. Let me get that screen back. I know you folks don't want to look at the Raw Story website. Now, Trump Dating is a pro-Trump dating website that has featured a photo of a convicted child sex criminal. No one wants to say rape. Ever. No one ever wants to say rape.
I know, but in my head, I'm like, maybe it just means it was attempted and never actually happened.
Convicted child sex criminal.
Like,
that's a lot of syllables. On its front page. So this website has had a child rapist on its front page and has invited Donald Trump McJuniorson to join in the wake of the news of his impending divorce. Let me go take a look at this. So... ah, dadgummit. Raw Story just linked to another Raw Story. I thought they were actually going to link to this website.
Oh, I like the first sentence, though. So the website apparently doesn't allow LGBTQ people, but allows married people to make profiles.
Allows
married people to make profiles, but not gay people. That's cool.
Wait, was that on the other link?
That was on the other link.
Oh, okay. So as noted from the Business Insider reporter, Alan Schmiff, Trump.dating that's the website, Trump.dating? Alright. On Monday, they sent out a mass email formally extending an invitation to Mr. Jr. as a way to rebound from his failed marriage. This is a quote. While the echo chambers of the left celebrate this setback in your life, Trump Dating wants to lend you a helping hand. On our site, you'll be able to find a woman who's genuine, down to earth. Oh, they fucked up in their mass email. In their mass email, they put down dash turf because they didn't separate the words to and earth. So a woman who's genuine and down dash turf and shares a great deal of your political convictions and social interests. Dick face. The site also informs Trump Jr. that he will not be subjected to any liberal women if he joins. Quote, "We've built a virtual wall, and only those in alignment with the president's America First ideals are welcome."
This website's fucking hilarious.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Find the America First partner of your dreams. Dating in 2018 is more of a challenge than ever before, thanks in part to today's polarizing political landscape. While searching for a potential partner on other dating sites, it's not uncommon to see messages like, "No Trump supporters," or "Proud liberal." We're wrecking the dating game and giving like-minded Americans a chance to meet without the awkwardness that comes with first conversations about politics. Wouldn't it be refreshing to know someone already is on your same team?
Is already on your same team. Who the fuck wrote this shit?
We believe that by matching patriotic and political viewpoints as a base foundation of the relationship, it will allow one to focus on what really matters: conversation, commonalities, and if all goes well, courting. Being with someone who shares the same core standards is absolutely essential if you're truly searching for a life-changing relationship, and we have a feeling that if you're on the site, that's exactly what you're looking for. Why is that one fucking sentence? Hold on. Being with someone who shares the same core standards is absolutely essential if you're searching for a real life-changing relationship, and we have a feeling that if you're on this site, that's exactly what you're looking for. That's one sentence.
Yeah,
so what are you waiting for?
Important sentence.
Join now.
You know how Donald Trump is? Like, he's obsessed with everything, trying to be bigger than Obama's. I have bigger sentences. He'll never use bigger words.
No, no, he won't.
Obama makes me learn words like extemporaneously.
Yeah.
Because he spoke extemporaneously about Trayvon Martin. All right. Now, this is coming off of the Washington Post.
Mm.
So, wait, which one did Jeff Bezos buy?
Amazon? What?
No, he bought a news outlet.
Oh,
but I don't
Jeff
know
if, Bezos did?
I don't know if he bought the Washington Post or the Washington Times. Like, I think this might be the one that Bezos owns. So, like, I worry. I'm a worrier. I worry that shit, like, the fact that he owns it could affect
Washington Post.
Okay, so this is off the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos. And it says, AT&T and the government face off in court today. Here is everything you need to know in the context of knowing that Jeff Bezos owns this outlet. All right? So now, article goes in. White House intrigue, Silicon Valley-backed disruption, the future of the information economy, and the power of government to hold large and dominant companies accountable. All of these have become defining factors in a historical lawsuit involving AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph, and the Justice Department. And it reaches a crescendo this week as the... What the fuck is a crescendo?
Crescendo.
Crescendo? That's
yes.
How you... What is... What, all right, educated person, what is that?
That's when it gets louder. It's originally like a musical term, so you know you start it. And then as you get louder, it is the crescendo, so is it. Increases in energy, if you will.
All right, well, things are going to get crescendic this here week as the two sides head to trial. The case could effectively put a freeze on the recent tide of mega mergers nationwide or weaken regulators for years. It could even lead to price changes in your cable bills. Let me tell you something, like, so if, let's say the former happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could effectively put a freeze on recent tide of mega mergers. Say the former happens. The Supreme Court is as it already was, right? Gorsuch Scalia, they were the fucking same. So actually nothing changed on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
But that sort of swing voting motherfucker, what's that fucker's
Kennedy?
Name? Kennedy? Yeah, he was the sort of, how's he gonna vote? That guy,
mm-hmm.
right? He was,
yeah.
He was the roulette wheel of Supreme Court votes. What, he's supposed to be stepping down, retire-fying?
Oh, is he? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, what word around the campfire is he might say, fuck this man, and head out.
Fucking Ginsburg is like, what? She just turned like 85.
Yeah, she's quite elder. Yeah, like she could drop any fucking second. And now, with that, these motherfuckers are going to take it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they will.
And they'll probably go, I don't know, free speech. They might just, you know, niggas love saying free speech. They might just fucking say
wasn't
that.
Wasn't Kennedy the deciding vote on the fucking McCutcheon?
McCutcheon?
I think he was.
I don't remember.
He was like, yeah, I mean, I think the corporation should have a right to buy politicians.
Yeah, because I think that was what...
Because that wasn't that the argument, was that money is speech?
Yeah. Wasn't that late 2013?
Yeah. I think that was Kennedy that swung that one.
All right. So, yeah, if the former happens, they're taking it to the Supreme Court, and they're going to fucking win. All right. So yeah. It won't put a freeze on it. It'll just, you know, kind of cool it off a little bit. And that's all right. You know, we like a cold beverage. It'll cold beer it, okay? It's going to get cold beered. Now, it could even lead to price changes in your cable bills.
It will.
Don't say changes, say increases. All right? Stop fucking with me. Now, keep in mind, this outlet is owned by Jeff Bezos. All right, now they continue saying, here's everything you need to know as the American Telephone and Telegraph Time Warner deal goes to court. What is the American Telephone and Telegraph Time Warner merger? The $85 billion acquisition.
But where would the money come from if people had universal basic income?
Nowhere. That's the problem with socialism. You eventually run out of other people's money or other such talking points. I remember the first time I listened to the program Socialist Visions, which, now people hear the name Socialist Visions, nigga. If you like black shows, check out that show. Because that's a couple of old 70s niggas. And, like, they have, like, a generational accent. Like, I can't put a state or city to it. They just sound 70s.
That's fun.
And these are some straight up, you know, like, leftist niggas, you know? Yeah. Like, there's some feminist niggas, some socialist niggas, anti-capitalist niggas. I like them, but they sound like 70s niggas. It's so fly. I like Socialist Visions, man.
Yeah.
All right.
But how can we afford free college? Where would the money come from?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned them because I heard that line, because they do yes. Block Talk Radio, and someone called in and said that. Like, and it was an old black man, too. Like, apparently they attract black callers. And,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and, but yeah. So where would that money come from? Where would the money come from?
I don't know.
Take it from free school lunch. So if you have a universal basic income, what you need free school lunch for? So you take it from them damn kids.
Take it from the kids. I mean, shouldn't they be janitors anyway?
It's actually called custodial engineers. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or they could lower the minimum wage. I mean, hell, you're getting free. I'm thinking of how a Republican would say it, right? Like, they'd be like, nigga, well, lower the minimum wage. You're getting free money anyway.
I think that they would probably keep the minimum wage the same. They would just say, like, everybody gets whatever to keep you, like, $100 above the poverty line, and then cut all social services.
Ooh.
Like, no welfare, no food stamps, no fucking Medicaid, Medicare.
Social Security.
Yeah, they would fucking just cut everything and be like, but you're above the poverty line by $100. Bootstrap. That's what they would do.
Woo. All right, so this $85 billion acquisition would marry one of the nation's biggest wireless and telecommunications companies with a giant in media and entertainment, creating a company that spans different lines of business. This is called a vertical merger. Time Warner is one of the world's largest media companies and controls well-known brands such as HBO, CNN, TNT, and TBS. Watching A Christmas Story for 24 hours in a row. Time Warner also owns everything under the Warner Bros. Umbrella, including DC Comics, the rights to the Harry Potter films, and New Line Cinema, the company that gave us the Lord of the Rings movie franchise, from Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, and to the hit video game The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Time Warner produces a mind-boggling array of content that AT&T hopes to market to rival cable companies and consumers. AT&T also wants to collect usage data about its viewers so that it can build a digital advertising empire to rival tech titans such as Google and Facebook, which dominate the online industry.
I would just like to point out that this is coming on the heels of net neutrality dying. A company, an internet service provider, no longer has to give everybody equal access to everything on the internet.
And they own more content.
And now they're buying media, which is primarily what people use on the internet. This is going to be awesome.
I tell you what, man. You know, the real problem is all these fucking millions and billions of leftists building an empire with Mike Cernovich.
That's the real problem.
That's the real fucking
problem.
That's
the real fucking problem.
Didn't you see their YouTube page?
Yeah, that YouTube page that exists somewhere.
Yeah, the Mike Cernovich plus the left YouTube page. It has fucking 45 million subscribers.
Yeah, then they have like a blog or something too.
Blog? They have a real website. There's a blog feature, but they have their own website. It's Mike's concernsovich.com because it's what they're concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a big thing.
Don't they have like a march coming up or something?
They have a march in March.
They have a march in March.
Yes.
March in March.
They're going to march in March so they can make it rain on April.
Get nice.
All right, let's see what's going on here. Because those are all things that are true.
Yes. And we're being nice. I hope everybody appreciates how nice we're being right now.
Yeah, because Fiyaz Khalida's talking to the homeboy over at Actify Press, and he is very classy.
Mm-hmm.
I read that email. That's a classy man. I like that we have an exhaustive trigger warning. It is exhaustive.
That nigga made us sound fancy as fuck, though.
Yeah. I was like, nigga, you know how many times I say nigga on this show? Oh, man, shit. Continuing forward with this article on this outlet owned by Jeff Bezos. Keep that context in mind. Why is this case such a big deal? It's been decades since the government last went to court to block a vertical merger. Because of that, many analysts had predicted that the AT&T deal would simply sail through the regulatory process. Instead, the government's stiff opposition took antitrust experts by surprise. Business and policy analysts say this case will be something of a bellwether at a time when mergers and acquisitions are rapidly on the rise. A win for the Justice Department could signal an industry that the government is taking a harsher view of vertical mergers, deterring future deals, and undoing decades of generally permissive policy. But if AT&T wins, analysts say, it would be a setback for regulators and their ability to block vertical mergers they view as anti-competitive. So if they win, it would be a setback for regulators.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say fuck a setback. I mean, is this late stage capitalism?
Yep.
I think it would just be an overall defeat. I think it would be an end because, like, look at climate change, net neutrality going, gone.
Mm-hmm.
These vertical mergers, McCutcheon, Citizens United.
Yep. I'm telling you, folks, y'all got to start, like, get your squad together now. and build your little fucking community now. Like, know all your neighbors, take care of your family, because shit is, it's gonna be bad. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yep, the poor are about to get poorer.
Well, you know, when in doubt, blame the fat cats at the bottom.
The article is, niggas be quoting Jimmy Dore. You are fucking, you are Dore-vomatic. I don't know. the article continues on an outlet owned by Jeff Bezos. What will the trial be like? The Justice Department is expected to argue that a combined AT&T Time Warner would lead to higher prices for consumers and other cable companies, and that could harm competition. AT&T disputes this allegation and has tried to draw the White House into the fray by insinuating that President Trump could have imposed undue influence on the Justice Department's antitrust review of the deal, which is supposed to be independent.
Now, see, what confuses me about this, though, like, I don't doubt that it will be more expensive for consumers and other cable companies, but why do they care about this? Because the government also supported scaling back net neutrality, which will also cost consumers more. So I'm curious why this is bothering them. Like, what don't I know?
That's the thing. It's not. They're being disingenuous. It's not, man. It's very safe to assume that people with a profit motive are lying. Yeah. Just go, like, as soon as they say something, just be like, all right, that's probably not true, but finish your sentence. Oh, you know what? The sky is blue, but you have a profit motive. I'm gonna look into this because fuck that. That grass is red. Fucking. The article continues. Jeff Bezos, you heard me do the whole spiel. How could the deal lead to higher prices? Well, according to the government, once AT&T owns Time Warner, it could force other cable companies to pay extra for the rights to carry shows such as Game of Thrones or channels such as CNN. At that point, those distributors would face a tough choice. Pay up or risk having AT&T yank that content and leave consumers with a blackout. The Justice Department's economic expert argues that this could lead to a $436 million in extra fees being passed to cable subscribers every year. American Telephone and Telegraph's economist says that cable prices would actually be likely to decrease. An economist that works for AT&T, an economist that works for AT&T, an economist that works for AT&T said that the prices would actually be likely to decrease because of the economic efficiencies it would create. Okay, please continue. But even if the government claims were true, the company says it would work out no more than an extra 45 cents per month on consumers' bills.
You motherfuckers. Oh, y'all motherfuckers. And isn't this just after AT&T, after net neutrality got repealed? Originally, they were like, we would never make a fast lane and a slow lane. We want to give everybody the same access. And then literally within 48 hours of net neutrality being repealed, they took that off their website. And now they said they're putting in a fast lane.
Well, it's a fast lane and a faster lane. So no one's actually
stuck. No one's actually losing.
I tell you what, let me go ahead and take a look over at the chat space.
I mean, look, moldy bread is still bread. You still have bread. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, the chat space is mostly J. May leaving one word comments. Just nope, nice, doll. What is, oh man, nigga, wow. And said, it wouldn't be Trump if the grammar were correct.
Indeed.
Oh, Miss Ma'am. J. May is a colored individual. That is true about her.
Yep.
So, $463 million versus 45 cents. The war of numbers in the court in the court battle over AT&T's mega merger. Why the obsession with prices? Because money exist and we
capitalism.
Need it.
Capitalism.
Why, like, really, like, who the fuck is this journalist that wrote this motherfucker? Why the obsession with prices? This is,
two.
It took two of you motherfuckers to ask that question. Brian Fung and Tony Rom. Tonito. Okay, so why the obsession with prices? I don't fucking know why. Antitrust regulators are charged with protecting competition and consumer welfare. One of the most straightforward ways they've done this is by looking at prices if they go up as a result of a merger. That's potentially bad for consumers.
Potentially. So increased prices can be good?
Yeah.
The fuck is making poor people pay more money for things good?
It motivates you to work harder and make more money. Boom, you worked harder, you made more money, and then because you worked harder, you did a better job for your company, and then the people who consume the products that your company produces are happier customers. They go back and they make more. They also consume cable, so they worked harder at their job. You consumed their products, you got excited, you have more money because you worked harder, so you go and buy more of that shit. They're stimulating the economy.
Stealing money from poor people stimulates the economy?
Yeah.
It's an interesting economy.
We're poor. We didn't go homeless yet. They steal our money. We work harder. We stimulated their economy.
Yeah, we stimulated their economy.
Yeah, our economy. It's, hit up the Patreon.
It's bleak.
Excuse. I'm very phlegmy.
Well, stop doing that.
Where does Trump fit into all of this? Trump hasn't been a fan of CNN, regularly describing the news network owned by Time Warner as fake news when on the campaign trail. Trump said, as an example of the power structure I'm fighting, AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few, end quote. He knows how to be a bullshit populist.
It is fucking wild as shit that a guy who was literally born a millionaire... got with a bunch of women, had kids with them, and made them all millionaires, is talking about too much power in the hands of a few. Jesus, save me.
Now, you isolate that sentence, and you put that, put that sentence in the 2015-16 primary, and you take that to somebody who don't know much about all this stuff. They just, you know, they like The Simpsons... And they're poor.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear Bernie Sanders talking that millionaires and billionaires and these fucking bankers. And, you know, we can actually do a penny tax on Wall Street and that'll pay for free college. And they hear Trump say that. Too much concentration of power in the hands of too few. Well, that simple motherfucker that is just poor and busting their ass on 65, 70-hour weeks, they're not in your Facebook group, they're not in your Twitter threads, they don't even have a Twitter. But they just know that they heard that shit while they were fucking in the barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, maybe one of those two guys is my guy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when they hear Clinton, they're like, wait, but that's how my fucking uncle lost his job to NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Clinton. The name Clinton's toxic. And then all these other motherfuckers, Ted Cruz. Oh, fuck that guy. The guy that hates Obamacare, but his wife's on Obamacare. Fuck that guy. Like, I'm telling you, like, for disingenuous fake leftists, the word nuance is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some nuance in it, fuckface.
Well, and I think that's a thing, is there's a difference between, like, the unrepentant racist who's like, but he's going to make America great again by deporting the illegals, versus the, I'm incredibly uninformed and have no idea what's going on, so he said stuff that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, and there is the socialization to it, where it's like, he's an old white guy in a suit.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, I mean, it's that, but we need to have, like, a serious-ass conversation about how, the fucking, you know, people are, poor white people are getting fucked up by capitalism, too. And if they're willing to let go of the racism, which is, like, the huge factor, you know, we can do something, but, I don't know. A lot of white people, I think, don't want to let it go. Yeah. For the ones who will, go join Redneck Revolt. If you want to let go of your racism and you want to make the world a little bit of, go join a Redneck Revolt. Go do that.
You damn right. Niggas, non-binary. Let's take a look here at these fellas. The article continues on a outlet owned by Jeff Bezos. So when Trump won the election, it led to the, when the Electoral College gave it to him, it led to the deal's supporters and critics alike to wonder whether he might interfere in the Justice Department's review of an AT&T Time Warner merger. See, Trump, I do not think that he is a very smart person, but he understands some shit. So he might not interfere by, like, going directly into the process and fucking with people hands-on, but he'll make a tweet.
Yeah.
Like, he'll make a tweet and he'll fuck with right-winger public sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, article continues. How did AT&T respond? From the start, American Telephone and Telegraph appeared to embark on something of a charm offensive. It contributed $2 million in cash and other aid to Trump's inauguration. Trying to buy the politician. And its chief executive, Randall Stevenson.
Also, $2 million in cash. Who the fuck has $2 million in cash?
Struggling companies that have to merge to stay afloat.
Oh, Jesus.
They're having a tough time. God. Fucking, you damn Bernie, bro. $2 million in cash and other aid to Trump's inauguration, and the chief executive, Randall Stevenson, made a house call to Trump Tower in January, huddling privately with the president-elect. Still, Trump never let up in his criticism of the merger. Quote, I do feel you should have as many news outlets as you can, especially since so many are fake. End quote. He told reporters in November as the Justice Department prepared to block the deal. He said, but he said he didn't make that decision. It was made by a man who's a very respected person. A very, very respected person. End quote.
Oh my God, why does he talk like this?
The article continues.
Oh man, this is a long ass article.
We're
almost done.
Yeah,
okay.
We're in the can. The article continues. Who? The Justice Department's top antitrust enforcer, Makan Delrahim, supported Trump during the campaign and served as a hot house lawyer for several months before being appointed to his current position in August. Delrahim has submitted sworn testimony to the court affirming that the hot house never gave him instructions on the deal.
I mean,
yes.
Okay. Like, he wouldn't lie about that, though. Like, oh, no, they didn't tell me that. Like, that's fine. All right, fine. Whatever. Sworn testimony. That means something.
It does.
Yeah, okay. No, what? It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
When politicians go in, they swear on the Bible. Have you ever seen a dishonest politician?
Oh, I thought you were totally going to make fun of that one guy from Roy Moore's campaign.
Which one?
You see that goofy-ass nigga who's like, we can't let Muslims run for office because you have to swear on the Bible. And he was, I think I was on Jake Tapper's show, and he was like, no, you don't. You can swear on the Constitution. You can swear on the Quran. Well, when I got into office, I swore on the Bible because you don't have to swear on the Bible. And the guy goes, you don't have to swear on the Bible. I mean, literally, like, mouth hanging open for, like, 10 seconds.
Fucking, like, and that's where, like, non-colloquially, right? Non-colloquially, by the actual definition of the term, that is ignorance. Keith Ellison is not a small name in politics.
Mm-hmm.
He swore on the Quran. Jesus balls, man. Read something outside of your echo chamber.
Outside of your echo chamber. Which actually, as we're reading this now, I'm wondering if it's a Fox News kind of like whispering in Trump's ear about this. Because do they have to pay, like, if Fox News plays a CNN clip or something, do they have to pay CNN for that?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a fair use thing, because it is news, and news is like, I have to read the first
amendment. Yeah, I wonder if there's a way that, like, right-wing outlets would lose money if this happened, and that's why Trump is, like, that's got to be the angle.
Well, I know, see, and you know what, that's kind of switching the context, but, like, that's why Canada doesn't have Fox News, because they're mm-hmm. not actually news. They're
yeah.
conservative entertainment. I mean, MSNBC is liberal entertainment. CNN exists. I don't even look at them. Don Lemon's funny. I did really, as far as CNN goes, January 1st, I just want to see pictures of how hammered Don Lemon got.
Ooh.
That's all. That's all you really want to see there.
Yeah.
And like news, you know, give me my local news. You mm-hmm. know, like when I lived in Florida, I loved watching CF News 13. All right, closing out this article on this outlet owned by Jeff Bezos. AT&T wanted to go further, demanding detailed communication logs from the government. But a judge blocked that request, cutting short any exploration of the political issues surrounding the deal. When will the ruling be made? The trial is expected to last several weeks, with a ruling likely to come in April. And then there will be a part two to this episode. I think this story ended up being the bulk of the episode. I kind of want to stop it there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to title it for this story. So I'll be retitling it for this.
Okay.
All right. So that should be your wine cellar. Let me take a look at the... Oh, yeah. Fucking an hour and 16 minutes.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yep.
That's your wine cellar, fucko. All right. So... PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Remember, it is really, you know what, next week we should just start looking for places, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's March right now.
Yeah.
April, May, June. Yeah. Like, we should start looking. So we're going to start looking for places, and then we're going to move the fuck out of this apartment and move into another one, or small house, whatever. Basically, I want 3 bedrooms or 2 bedrooms in a basement and or attic. As long as I have a separate place so that our bedroom is no longer slash studio.
Yes.
Like, I want a separate room for a studio and just a more comfortable space for Phoenix Cleater to live and raise her offspring. And Phoenix Cleater is going to be doing this full time.
Yay.
Like, this will be just what she does. Like, she'll just wake up in the morning and... you know, take care of offspring and then wine cellar it. So again, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, Wine Cellar Media, Actify Press, Redneck Revolt, Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice. Fuck. Face. All right, Facebook Live is off.
Yes.
And podcast audio off.
Hmm.